that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black, intern Mila. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things, powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam, paws up from Mila. Cody, how are you? Cody, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, John. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. It's good to be looking at a ferret. Very interesting. Hey there. Hey, girl. How you doing?
Intern Mila, hey. Holding it down here.
I've met her before. I met her at Cam's one time, so I've seen her before. She'll let you hold her. I suggested we should let her run around, but Cam says we might never find her again.
Yeah, I'd say she's okay in the cage.
Yeah, well, hopefully everybody on the Periscope can see her. I feel like they can.
So you're doing good today? You good?
Yeah, doing good. Just a little distracted by the ferret on the table. How are you?
Solid.
Solid, huh?
Solid. No complaints. Everything's good.
Solid. Just like the knot on Mason Rudolph's forehead. Solid.
Yeah.
A great blow to the head by Myles Garrett last night. Showed a lot of aggression, a lot of violence. It's good stuff.
I guess right now the suspensions just got passed down. Adam Schefter tweeted it out 6 minutes ago. Tale of the tape, he calls it. You have Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi. He was the guy who came in at the end and hit Mason Rudolph from behind and knocked him down. He suspended one game. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey suspended 3 games. He was the one who took Myles Garrett to the ground and tried to punch him and then tried to kick his head a couple times. He suspended 3 games. Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely. So they took is that the easy way out? Taking the easy way out there, kind of? Not going to put a number to the suspension, just going to say, we'll let you back in when we feel like it type of thing? We don't want the people saying you should get suspended for a full year to think we're not being too tough to think we're not being tough enough on you if we only suspend you 3 games. We don't want the people who think that you shouldn't be suspended for the whole year to be upset. If we say you're suspended for the whole year, so we'll just split the middle. We'll suspend you indefinitely. Is that the compromise there? And we don't know what indefinitely means. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, by definition of the rules of the game, you know, you had to suspend him. He ripped a guy's helmet off, and he hit the guy with the helmet.
He
so
clubbed him right over the head with it, like whack-a-mole.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed in the rules of football as the rules are currently written. So, the suspension is deserved by rule of the game.
How long did you think he was going to get suspended for?
I thought that he would probably be suspended for a lengthy amount of time, just based off, like I said, the rules of the game. You're not supposed to take a guy's helmet off and hit him in the head with it.
So no,
it's hard to justify that as being a part of football, again, with today's rules. But, you know, I thought, you know me. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it.
No, I'm not surprised by seeing that you didn't have a problem with it.
I think that the, what do you call them, the pearl clutching crowd last night?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a little extreme to me. a little extreme. You had a people the adjectives, the elementary adjective club that these people use. Horrifying, disgusting, abominable, terrifying, unthinkable, unimaginable. I mean, they're acting like this guy tortured a guy on the field. He put him in the rack, you know? You ever seen the rack where they lay a guy?
Torture rack, like Lex Luger?
Yeah, the torture rack. Well, it's different in the medieval times or the old times. You know, they put a guy, basically you tie ropes to his hands and his feet, and they slowly crank it in each direction, so eventually it just completely dismembers him. It's an old form of torture.
Yeah.
Or you know, I use the example of the Iron Maiden. You ever see the Iron Maiden? It's just it's like a coffin type thing with spikes in it. And you put a guy in it and you shut the door, it's just spikes. He's just got spikes all in him. Yeah. Or, you know, drawn and quartered, crucifixion, all that kind of things. None of that happened on the field. The
just guy, a little fight?
He hit the guy with his helmet.
Just a little fight, no big deal.
It's nothing more extreme than you'd see in a bar fight. But if you go by what you read on Twitter last night, it was like just the end of the world. You know, I thought it was a little soft.
I'm surprised Mason Rudolph didn't get suspended. At least a game. Like if the defensive lineman that pushed Mason Rudolph down, Larry Ogunjobi, if he gets suspended one game, I'm surprised that Rudolph didn't get suspended at least one game for being the instigator. I mean, he's the one who started this whole thing. He grabs Myles Garrett by the face mask and tried to take his helmet off, but he just wasn't strong enough. And as he took him to the ground, he gave him a little shot to the groin, it looked like.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have been suspended indefinitely or more than one game. I'm surprised he didn't get any punishment, though.
Nobody's talking about what Mason Rudolph did.
He didn't try to break up the fight. He was there pouring gasoline on it. Now, he did get another two doses of CTE coming his way, so he's going to get his punishment down the line. All game long, he got his head kind of just beaten in, and then literally at the end of the game had his head beaten in.
Just one shot.
Maybe that's punishment enough.
He kind of got him with that soft under part of the helmet,
He didn't get him with the crown. No, I mean, if he got him with the crown, he could have split his head open.
Or if he got him with the face mask,
holding the face mask, so you can't get him with the face mask.
Yeah, I know, but that probably would have been the worst thing to get hit by. But yeah, he got him with the bottom of the helmet.
I think the crown would have been the worst part to get hit with.
You think so? Well, that part's plastic, though. I mean, I feel like getting hit with the metal face mask is going to hurt worse than the plastic helmet.
Is the face mask metal?
Comparable. Yeah.
Metal? Okay.
Yeah. Or, well, I mean, it's got a coating over it, but yeah, it's metal.
Okay.
So I would say that would be the worst. But like you said, he was grabbed on with that. So he kind of got him with that padded underneath part. I mean, just a little.
Could have been a lot worse.
Just a little bump on the noggin.
And I do think that's what's going to take into account in the suspension is like, hey, we got to kind of consider ourselves lucky if we're the NFL here that he didn't get him with the firm part of the helmet and crack his skull open and have him leaking blood right there on the field.
Now that would have been something.
We kind of tried to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Is this really, I mean, is it worse than some of the things we've seen in hockey over the years? Guys getting hit with a stick and
Well, the guy who got hit with a stick got suspended for 18 months.
Yeah.
So hockey, tried to get rid of that. So, I mean, was it worse? I don't know, but he's not going to get punished to the same degree. That guy got punished pretty heavily.
So Myles Garrett out for the rest of the year.
No, suspended indefinitely.
But I thought it was at least this season.
Is that what it said? All I said was indefinitely. Okay, so does it say at least this year? I didn't read the big long break. I just read Schefter's tweet.
Yeah, maybe I just made that up, but I think that's what I saw. I could have just made it up. I don't know. The ferret's making a lot of noise. Hey, cool it.
Intern Mila.
Yeah, she calmed down.
Cut your mic off, please.
Where is Adam Schefter's tweet?
Adam Schefter's tweet, it's right there on his tweet. Let me see. Okay, so here's the response. Here's the official update from NFL Football Info. He works with the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Browns have each been fined $250,000, and three players have been suspended without pay. Garrett has been suspended. Yep, okay, so you're right. Garrett has been suspended without pay indefinitely at a minimum for the remainder of the regular season and postseason. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's out for at least the rest of the year, and then he's going to have to get approval from the commissioner to get back in.
And he's out with the playoffs, too.
The Browns ain't going to have to worry about that.
No, I wouldn't think so. But, you know.
But then we'll have to meet with the commissioner's office prior to a decision on his reinstatement. He was also fined. Okay.
There's some kind of a...
I guess I should have read the whole thing and not just Schefter's tweet. Because his tweet just said, Mails
well, he just,
Garrett,
yeah,
suspended
he,
indefinitely.
Mails Garrett?
Yeah, he misspelled it.
Like M-A-L-E-S?
Precisely. Hmm. Yeah, so we'll continue the conversation. We'll talk about last night's game and its implications and all that. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Saturday. Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric. This football season, don't end up like Mason Rudolph. Don't let your lights get knocked out. Call Lloyd's Electric and learn about their Generac automatic standby generators. Lloyd's and their LES facility service division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. 865-692-6700 or online at LloydsElectricService.com. Lloyd's Electric Service, your business, our priority. I will say that watching that unfold last night was pretty surreal. Did you feel that way too or no?
Just kind of turned into a good old-fashioned street fight there
for
a minute.
I couldn't get enough of the coverage of it. I watched like 45 minutes of SportsCenter afterwards just because the press conferences were funnier to me than like the actual event. But then they kept breaking down different parts of it, and the part where Mason – I mean, I laughed at every single part. Like, each different replay, I found something new to laugh about. Like, Mason Rudolph getting clubbed in the head at first was – I was like, okay, that's – that was just kind of funny, like, I kind of laughed just because I'm so surprised. But then Mason Rudolph's initial reaction is to throw his hands up and look to the ref. Like, hey, bro, the ref can't save you now. You've been hit in the head with a helmet.
Yeah. Well, he's like, what the hell? The guy just hit me in the head. He was kind of shocked. You
right,
know?
But he threw his hands up to the ref. Like, what's the ref going to do? Like, obviously, Myles Garrett's getting thrown out. Like, don't worry about that. Maybe protect
you're
yourself.
You're just going to let him do this to me?
Like, maybe protect yourself. I don't think you can call your dad.
No, not at that point.
Or while you're up at that point, you got to be ready to go.
Just get in the fetal position. Well, what you just said, that's really my only point where I had a problem with the people that were so appalled by it is because you said after you couldn't get enough of it. You couldn't get enough coverage, right?
Yeah.
I think we were all shocked by it. We were all like, oh, my God, he just hit the guy in the head with his helmet. But we would all show up and watch it again. You know what I mean? Like, we would all...
Oh, yeah. No one's saying they're going to turn their TV off.
Well, the way that some people said it, though, you know, they're saying stuff like Myles Garrett should be suspended for the rest of his life. He should never be able to play the game again. But if you ask those people, this is my point. If you ask them and you put them on a random, like a ballot, and it was anonymous, right? Nobody could see their opinion. And you said either suspend Myles Garrett forever or you get to see this happen again next week. I think everybody's re-upping to see it again because it's entertaining.
I mean, it's entertaining, sure, but the league doesn't want it.
No, but I'm saying that I know the league doesn't want it, but the fans, the people.
I mean, the fans, depends. Maybe the fans wouldn't want it if someone got hit square in the head and died on the field. I mean, like, I don't know what
make it more entertaining.
I don't know what the head and the skull can withstand, but if, like I said, if Myles Garrett would have landed flush on the head, he could have at least knocked Mason Rudolph out cold.
Yeah.
Or splitted his head wide open. And at that point, people might be like, you know what? I don't really like this as much.
I don't know, especially
if it's your team. I don't imagine Steelers fans were like, you know what? I want to see this again.
Well, they're down to then they'd have to go back to that third-team quarterback.
He might be better than Mason Rudolph, by the way.
They should have just played him.
Mason Rudolph stinks. Not to pat myself on the back, but during the My Bookie read, told you, take the Browns. Felt very good about the Browns last night.
Yeah, you did. You did.
And it's not so much because Baker Mayfield's
You're on a roll lately with the NBA picks and that one.
Baker Mayfield still kind of stinks. He still didn't play very good, but he did enough to outshine Mason Rudolph. And to Mason Rudolph's credit, he might have had 3 or 4 concussions during that game alone. But the Browns got the win.
The Browns tweeted out something a few days ago. and it was a Myles Garrett signed helmet.
That's pretty good timing.
They said, retweet for a chance to win this signed Myles Garrett helmet.
My favorite reply was someone asking, exactly how is this going to get delivered?
Yeah, that's what they got. Just to clarify, how will this be delivered?
Yeah. I don't need Myles Garrett showing up, although he's got some free time on his hands
now. Here's your damn helmet.
He's got some free time now. I did like in the post-game presser how Freddie Kitchell was saying there's zero tolerance for this, but no one in Cleveland was willing to ask, so are you going to cut him?
Oh, man.
You're going to release him? If there's zero tolerance, that means he's gone, right? Like you said, you don't stand with this. You going to cut him?
And Freddie Kitchens, that quote. You know, I haven't fielded a single question yet about Nick Chubb, about Jarvis Landry, about Odell, Baker. Everybody wants to ask about Myles Garrett.
You think? No one's going to ask about your decisions to or your kicker struggling. A kicker missed a couple of field goals. No one's going to ask about that. No one cares. We all know Baker Mayfield's not very good. We're not going to ask those questions anymore. Freddie wanted us to focus on how the positive vibe should be around his 4-6 football team, not the on-field assault we just saw. I think my favorite part, though, is when the guy comes from behind and clips Mason Rudolph from behind, and Mason Rudolph looks up with so much anger and disgust in his face and just says, "Bitch!" as he looks up. Like like he's on his ground with no helmet on. Like, what are you going to do, Mason? We just saw you get hit in the face. Like, you're not about this. Like, you tried. I'll give you credit for that, but you're not going to win these fights on the field.
He does not take a hit well in slow motion.
Here, watch your cam. Here you go. Here's another good part right here. You're going to get clipped from behind.
Oh, yeah, no, this is definitely my favorite
you
part.
You penalty! Penalty, ref!
Ouch!
Ref, penalty!
Ouch! He bopped me!
Look! And then here comes Ogunnubi just pushed him down. Reading his lips in slow motion.
And then his own player knees
him in the back of the head.
Oh, God.
Although,
what
like,
a loser.
Marquise Pouncey, man, he's about them problems. He is someone you want in your corner. I will say that. He's in the Homeboy Hall of Fame. He is in the ride or die team. He was willing to, you know, support Aaron Hernandez while Aaron Hernandez was, like, doing life for murder.
Yeah. He was still
in the free Hernandez kick then. So, like, that's the type of guy you want in your corner. And he was willing to go fight for Mason Rudolph. And Mason Rudolph stinks. So, imagine what he would have done for, like, Big Ben.
Yeah, he came in fist flying, too. Like,
and feet. And he got some kicks in on the ground. I think he would have been okay if he didn't do some kicks on the ground.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because even in, like, any fight.
I don't know, though. He was swinging. Like, he wasn't just tackling.
Yeah, but, I mean, in any fight, once you start kicking somebody, trying to kick them in the head when they're on the ground, like, that just goes from, like, simple assault to, like, attempted murder sometimes. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's taking it to a different level.
Yeah, but everybody's cool with what Pouncey did.
No, he got suspended 3 games.
I mean, everybody in the moment, they're like, you know, he's just defending his guy at that point.
I saw some people saying the kicks on the ground were a little excessive, but no one had a problem with them coming in throwing punches and, like, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
And he's kicking the guy in the helmet.
Yeah, I hope would do that if I was getting jumped.
Yeah, I'm sure he was trying to get the neck, but he was just kicking him in the helmet.
It was, like I said, I couldn't get enough coverage of it. I'm looking forward. I think they suspended Marquise Pouncey for 3 games because don't the Steelers and Browns play again in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that what the schedule is? Don't they play in, like, 2 games?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're playing
some.
Twice in 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so they was like, hey, Pouncey, you don't need to be on the field, all right? You good?
I wish all the same guys could play.
Yeah.
Just have Street Fight 2 out there.
Flex it to Sunday night, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Actually,
and maybe
it'll
be out
sucks.
In the parking lot while they're suspended.
Yeah, we'll just watch the Twitter videos. That game sucked. I don't want that on primetime again.
It was
no
like an XFL game back in the day. Vince McMahon would have totally signed off on that one.
Steelers fans are like, hey, so can you maybe make sure Mason's concussed next time so we can go back to the Duck? Is Pittsburgh's name on the Colin Kaepernick list workout? Because I feel like they should be if they're not. I feel like they should be looking around and saying, you know what? Let's go to this Colin Kaepernick workout. Let's go see.
They are not listed on the 11 teams.
Man. They might add themselves today. Like, our quarterback already has onset CTE. We got to get somebody else.
Yeah, they're not on the list right now. They may need to, last minute send somebody in, though.
I wonder if the NFL is like, hey, we really need somebody to sign Colin Kaepernick now. Let's change the narrative here. We don't need to see these replays of Myles Garrett hitting a quarterback in the head with a helmet. Let's get some of that anthem protesting stuff going. Can we get some of that?
We're going to be seeing this for a long time.
I will say, though, the Pouncey brothers, they are riders, and that's the type of people you need in your corner.
I'd certainly want them on mine.
That is not what Baker Mayfield did for his guys. Baker Mayfield, which, I mean, whatever, I guess, like, if you want to speak your truth and you want to speak your mind, go for it. I can't imagine the defensive guys in the locker room were overly happy. At least Myles Garrett can't be overly happy with how quick Baker was to just really, you know, put down Myles Garrett. I don't know what the code like that would be in the locker room, because you had that linebacker that had a couple interceptions, that Siebert guy or Siebert, however you say his name. No, that's the kicker. What was the linebacker's name?
For who?
The Browns guy who had two interceptions last night. Either way,
I don't know.
He was interviewed after the game, too, and he threw Miles under the bus, too. So nobody was really riding with Miles, even though, like, in Miles's press conference after the game, he was talking about how his teammates had his back. So,
and everybody stroking Baker Mayfield. Oh, what an admirable job by Baker Mayfield in the press conference. Just I've gained an incredible amount of respect for Baker Mayfield after he deemed Myles Garrett's actions inexcusable. I agree with Baker Mayfield. They are inexcusable. What a fine young man.
Schobert's who I'm looking for, not Siebert. Siebert's the kicker. I knew it was sort of similar, but when I said it, I was like, nope, that's the kicker, because he stunk last night, and I was like, what are you doing, bro? Can you make a kick, please? Can you put this game away so I can change the channel?
I think Baker kind of was like he kind of said the right thing, but I think he should definitely have worded it to where it, like, slanted more for, like, hey, like, we're not going to get punked by the other team. Was it a little excessive? Yes. But also, like, we're not going to take this kind of stuff, you know, like, every day.
Like I said, it was common sense what Baker said. Like, yeah. I don't disagree, but I do wonder how it plays inside the defensive locker room. Although maybe the defensive locker room is just pissed at Myles Garrett because now he's suspended for the rest of the year and they lose their best player. So maybe they're mad at him. Maybe they aren't mad at Baker. Because Freddie sort of kind of tried to ride with him at the press conference. Freddie's like, Miles told me why he did it. That's going to stay between me and him. It was a dumb play. But didn't, like, just go out and just completely rip him to shreds. But, man, those Cleveland or whoever was in there asking questions, they were lighting Freddie up. Basically, like, do you think this has any... This is because of in the preseason you were encouraging fighting against the Colts, and Freddie's like, wait, what? No, I said we got to be aggressive. I never said to fight. Those are penalties. We don't coach penalties. And I was waiting for someone to say, you had like 18 week one against the Titans. He's like, you putting words in my mouth? I never said to encourage fighting. That's not me.
Man, I really want to know what Mason Rudolph said that made Garrett swing a helmet.
I don't know if he said anything. Like I said, if you watch the replay, like, it looks like his knee comes down on Garrett's crotch whenever they go to the ground. And, you know, Rudolph grabbed his helmet first. Yeah. So, I mean, like, he wanted those problems. Even after he got his helmet ripped off, Rudolph was still running around. Yeah. It wasn't like Rudolph was innocent, like I said. I was surprised he wasn't suspended a game because, you know, he gets his helmet ripped off, whatever, back up, the offensive lineman rip it off or rip each other apart. It's calmed down. Instead,
he kept engaging. Yeah.
He came running at him with no helmet on and then boom, whack.
He definitely engaged. It's basically on Mason Rudolph. It's kind of his fault that he got hit in the head.
I mean, he could have avoided it. I'm not going to say like he's just...
He kind of brought it on himself.
...to blame. I mean, I'm still going to blame Myles Garrett for losing his cool. But like I said, I was surprised that Rudolph didn't get suspended. But I guess they thought, hey, this CTE is good enough for you. And the embarrassment of being the guy who got clobbered on the head.
And the red nose.
It's led to some good interactions. It's got Leonard Fournette and Jamal Adams, former LSU teammates, going at it. Have you seen this? Jamal Adams was basically taking the taking Myles Garrett's side and talking about fighting, and then Leonard Fournette was like, that's funny. I guess you guys haven't heard the story. While we were at LSU sophomore year, and a fight broke out, and Jamal Adams was hiding under the table.
Ooh.
To which then Jamal Adams said something about how it's rich coming from the guy who faked an injury and quit on the team.
Oh, yes. That's the kind of NFL stuff I love to see from stuff like this.
Good stuff.
Just went straight to the, yeah, you quit on the team. You faked that injury, and then you set out.
You know, stuff like this happens in practice every day, though. Like, guys getting hit with a helmet.
You think it happens every day in practice?
Yeah. I mean, just around the country at every level.
Every football player kept saying, like, you know, they had Damian Woody on the set last night of SVP's Midnight Sports Center, and he was on the verge of tears, like, in 12, you know, my whole playing career, I've never seen this before. I just don't know what to say.
I'm not buying that.
Everyone kept acting like it's just such a rare thing. You think people are, I mean, I know fights happen. Like, yeah, I know fights happen in practice, but do you think someone's actually hitting an exposed head with a helmet?
Yes.
I think we would have seen this.
Not every day.
I'm talking, if you take from the.
Did you ever hit anybody with a helmet in practice?
I never did, but I saw similar things.
At your school?
Yeah. Like, if you take.
Swing a club with a helmet hitting the head?
Yeah. If a guy can rip a helmet off, he's going to try to use it. I'm talking at the high school level, at the college level. As many colleges and high schools as there are across the country, yes, this happens.
Okay.
I mean, things like that, and worse things happen.
Okay.
You know, we just happen to see it on primetime TV.
Every football player I saw talking about last night acted like it was just indefensible.
Well, that's
like
because everybody's scared to talk about what they really feel.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, the guys on TV, maybe. The guys on Twitter, no. There's a lot of people defending Myles Garrett. No one came out and said, hey, we hit each other in the face with helmets all the time. This is nothing new.
Well, because, of course, you're not going to come out and say that. But I guarantee you those guys have seen similar things happen.
Why wouldn't they come out and say it?
Because you'll get roasted if you come out and try to defend Myles Garrett.
People are coming out and defending Myles Garrett, but they're not coming out and saying that they hit people in the head with helmets all the time.
I mean, I've seen things happen like that.
Got some people asking about Shy Tuttle and Nigel Warrior's fight, and
yeah, fell on a helmet.
Yeah, he fell on a helmet. I don't think anyone tried to hit each other in the face with a helmet. That, if they did, that's not what the rumors were. The rumors were it was just a fist fight. That then, you know, some people do say that at the end of the fight, Tuttle did get knocked down and hit the helmet, but that there was a fight before.
Yeah, he fell on a helmet.
Some people say he actually did fall on a helmet, but that there was a fight, and that Butch's problem was he would not admit there was a fight. He was trying to act like
the
fight.
Technically telling the truth.
That's what some people say.
Just not the whole truth.
Some people say, yeah, like, ultimately, Shy Tuttle did fall and hit his head on the helmet, but, you know, he fell because he got punched in the face. Like, and that's why it happened that way, but that they just couldn't admit that.
Man, that'd be a whack way to lose a fight.
Yeah.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, I mean, Mason Rudolph, I mean, like I said, the one-game suspension, I guess, I would have done, but being the guy who got clubbed in the head with a helmet on national TV might be enough punishment.
I think the funniest part was not even him getting hit with the helmet. I think it's when he got pushed down by the big lineman and then his own guy kneed him in the head.
Yeah.
And you could just see the anguish on his face.
Oh, I think his facial expressions made it a million times better. He was just flustered.
The Browns were headhunting last night, though. They were. They knocked Juju Smith-Schuster out of the game. They knocked the other wide receiver. Was it what was the other guy's name that got knocked out? One of their other receivers got knocked out. Is it Dimitri Johnson? Is that the guy's name? Deontay Johnson.
I kind of like seeing that.
He was bleeding out of his ears. Like,
yeah,
he got absolutely rocked. I mean, they were headhunting, and I mean, those are dirty hits.
Yeah, but they're kind of making a statement. I mean, those two cities hate each other. You know, that's a great rivalry. And Cleveland's basically saying, hey, we're back in this. We're going to fight you now.
Look at that. Blood coming out of the ear.
I respect it. Yeah, that's a rough hit.
Yeah, no one cares about what happened in the game.
It was a good AFC North battle.
No, it wasn't. It was awful. It was a terrible game.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, with a good physical battle. Physicality. That's
both those teams stink.
They're coming along. They're coming along.
And I hope neither one of them even comes close to the playoff, and I hope I don't have to see another one of those on my TV the rest of the year.
I was talking about the Steelers making the playoffs yesterday. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And your board bet has the Browns making the playoffs.
Oh, Lord.
Good win for you last night, though. The Browns are going to pat. They've got too big of a lead for the Redskins to catch up.
I had no idea they were going to be without Myles Garrett the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're 4-6 with him.
Because the soft NFL has to suspend
him. They're 4-6 with him. They definitely make the playoffs.
They got to suspend him for a little bop on the noggin.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. It was a stinky game. If you were a fantasy player, you didn't have anybody you were happy with last night, right? Like, didn't everybody disappoint except the Browns defense? I mean, James Conner, I think, would have had a good game, but he got knocked out. Is James Conner just somebody who's going to be hurt all the time? Feels like he is constantly just going to be banged up. Feels like that's going to be something that happens. He got knocked out early. None of the Steelers receivers did anything. Juju Smith-Schuster knocked out, 2 catches, 21 yards. You saw at least a little bit of life from Odell Beckham, at least on the first play or the first drive that Cleveland had. They hit a 42-yard bomb that looked like it might have been a touchdown, but then he was down at the 1-yard line, and then you don't get it. So he finishes with 10 PPR points. I guess Nick Chubb got some yards on those last couple drives, but I didn't think he was effective for most of the night. Kind of liked what I saw of Kareem Hunt as a pass catcher.
Yeah, Kareem kind of working his way back into the fold. I mean, he had just been out for so long. I imagine it'll take a little time for him to get completely readjusted. But, I mean, people forget Kareem was the best back in the league at one point.
He made some really good plays on that first drive. He caught I think it was a 3rd and 8. He caught a 20-yard, basically a jump ball. He kind of mossed his defender down there. And then on like a 3rd and 15 or something, he caught a little dump down and broke 2 tackles and got a first down. So he was a weapon, at least in the first, you know, first quarter or so. Everyone else, though, stunk. So if you had anybody in fantasy, you're probably not happy with the way your Thursday night started.
Thank goodness I benched Juju in every league, I think.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Juju.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham is a guy that just, I don't even know why you start him at this point.
I guess maybe if you started Landry, you're happy. He got you 14 points.
Yeah, thanks for playing, Odell, Cody.
Yeah, I mean,
playing you this week.
I mean, I'm done. You're just kicking a man while he's down, Cam. It's over for me.
Oh, dude, I'm not even close to playoffs right now either.
You're going to beat me. You're going to beat me handily, and congrats. It's a wrap.
I'm just trying to get the 500, man.
It's a wrap for the Lannister army.
I wonder if Josh Dobbs watched that game last night and was kind of like, huh, probably wish you had me last night.
You could have been me. You couldn't hit me with a helmet.
Wouldn't that be something for that to have been Dobbs?
Yeah.
Getting hit with that helmet.
I think Josh Dobbs would have been smart enough not to chase after Myles Garrett without a helmet.
Yeah,
though.
That situation would have never happened.
I can't overstate how stupid that is to chase after Myles Garrett without a helmet.
Yeah, you're going after one of the most lethal guys in the league.
I almost respect Myles Garrett for just being like, look, dude, you're not going to punk me out here by chasing after me without a helmet. Like, there's got to be some repercussions. I wonder what the suspension would have been had Myles Garrett just punched him with a fist.
Some repercussions and some concussions.
What would have happened if he just would have punched him?
Just punched him in the face?
Yeah, like instead of hitting him in the head with a helmet, if he just would have punched him.
I think 5 games. Like rest of the regular season.
They wouldn't.
I think it'd still probably be close.
Yeah. That,
you think it would have been close? I think it would have gotten like 2 games or 3 games.
I think
it would
have been closer to like what Pouncey got.
Right.
But I guess Pouncey
Ray Rice
was a little
only
more
got
than
two.
One punch to the face.
Ray Rice only got 2. And they're going to give Myles Garrett a whole season.
Well, Ray Rice didn't punch somebody on. Ray Rice didn't punch somebody on the field on national TV.
I would say what he did was worse.
He got suspended for a whole year once the video actually came out.
But the initial.
Right,
initial
but I mean, this isn't behind closed doors. This would be somebody punching someone.
Yep, this is an NFL player against an NFL player, though.
I think it would have been 2 games for one punch because Pouncey came in with about 20 punches.
Yeah.
And he's got 3 games, so.
Yeah, he probably should have just punched him in the face instead of hitting him with the helmet, if you know, but I just
You think Myles Garrett's tired of being punked out? Because I mean, he did have that story a couple weeks ago where some random fan came up and asked him for a picture and then punched him in the face.
I completely forgot that happened to him.
Someone's been like for some reason, I don't know if he's like kind of going through like a Karl Anthony Towns transformation, like where everyone's been dogging Karl Anthony Towns and calling him soft for years, and then eventually you see him snap with Embiid and fight, and now he's trying to fight Rudy Gay, and now he's like, hey, you're not going to push me around anymore? Because Myles Garrett's a big dude, but for some reason people think they can try him. Like I said.
He probably had enough. He reached his boiling point last night on national television.
Like I said, when you have a random-ass fan come up and say, hey, can I take a picture with you, and then punch you in the face and get back in the car, they obviously don't respect you. Mason Rudolph was not scared of Myles Garrett. He chased him down without a helmet. He didn't think Myles Garrett was going to do anything, and then whack, right over the head.
Suddenly, I feel bad for Myles Garrett. He's the victim in this whole situation.
He's been bullied.
Yes, he's been bullied all offseason.
That's the way he has to save this, is just be like, I'm tired of being bullied.
Well, he made a statement last night in front of everyone. Glad to see it.
That was a big game for both teams. Like I said, the Browns still sort of alive. The Steelers, I mean, I don't know how you could watch what you saw last night and think they have a chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, that was not pretty. Not at all. The Browns are probably going to – are they going to eclipse their win total from last year? What did they get to last year?
No, they won seven games last year, right?
They still got
7-8-1, is that right? Or
I think that's right.
I think they got a chance to get to seven.
Were they 7-8-1 or 8-7-1?
I think they were 8-7-1, weren't they?
No, they lost that last game to the Ravens.
Did they?
Right. Didn't they come close to being the Ravens, but then
– They lose to the Ravens.
They lost – they had a chance to finish 8-7-1, but they lost a close game.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. They either missed a field goal. I think they missed a field goal at the end.
I know they lost the last game to the Ravens. I just don't know what the record was.
Yeah, 7-8-1.
Okay.
They had a chance, but then they came up short.
If the NFL really cared about making the game better, they'd get rid of ties. Instead of going after poor victims like Myles Garrett.
They didn't miss a field goal. Baker threw an interception.
In the Ravens game last year?
Yeah.
No surprise there.
4th and 10 from the 39. He threw a pick. They finished 7-8-1. So they'll be able to get to seven wins.
I gained a ton of respect for Baker Mayfield.
Were people actually saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
So much respect. Oh, I love it.
Who's? I saw a few people tweet like, people all over Baker the internet finally said the right thing. Hate that it has to be in a moment like this. And I was like,
people all over the internet were saying that.
I saw equally people like, you can't do this to your teammates type of thing.
A lot of sports guys, not just like I was seeing like the Riders, people you could tell like never really played or anything, they were the ones who were like, yeah, Baker did the right thing here. When you see like the former athletes and like, man, you got to at least ride with your teammate a little bit.
You got to ride with him.
D.R. Vall shares this, and it reminds me of the Courtland Sutton, Andre Johnson fight. Remember that one?
Oh, that one was fun.
That was one of my low moments as a Titans fan, where they both threw each other's helmet off and then got in a fight. And correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like Andre Johnson wasn't suspended for that game. Or I feel like he didn't get suspended at all. Now that was a little bit different times. So maybe Myles Garrett wouldn't have gotten any trouble if he just would have maybe punched him in the face. It's the helmet thing that makes it look so bad.
Really didn't look that bad though.
No, it didn't.
If he had really gotten squared up on him and just beat him with the helmet, that would be one thing, but I don't even think it looked that bad. He barely got him. Like I said, a bop on the noggin.
Yeah, neither of them got suspended in that fight.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember being mad about that, because I thought Andre Johnson should have gotten suspended because I was playing against him in fantasy the next week. Yeah, I was so mad. I was like, suspend him!
Yeah, they both just get fined $25,000.
That was a pretty good fight, too. I mean, yeah. Especially NFL standards. Helmet ripped off and punches thrown.
Man, that was 9 years ago.
Optically, if Rudolph didn't eat that helmet so well, I think it could have been worse, and it's already people are already freaking out about it. But like, if he would have got busted open or went to the ground,
yeah, I think it was a combination of adrenaline and like, yeah, he didn't get that clean hit on him.
This is attempted murder. I'm so upset by this.
Yeah, the people calling for him to be arrested and talking about he should be put in jail for assault. That's a little extreme.
He tried to murder him. They're taking my game.
I don't think that fits there.
They're making the game violent.
Keep working on it. It's Talk Sports, so powered by stupid. Lloyd's Electric. And we're back on Talk Sports, live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. We've been talking a lot about last night's Steelers-Browns game. But before we continue, let's let Cody tell you about our new sponsors. Go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, IntegraCon Technologies. We are welcoming them on board as a partner here with Fan Run Radio. Very nice to have them join us.
We love them.
Good company, located right here in Knoxville. They do all kinds of IT work. They have IT cloud solutions, IT technical assistance. They can help you either there in-house or via remote. So And it's small businesses and big businesses. So they work with big clients. I know Helen Ross McNabb is one of the big clients they work with. They work with big banks, government entities, things like that. So they can help from a high-end networking solution perspective, and then they can also help small businesses. Greg Kill, good guy over there, local guy, and he's a big Tennessee basketball fan. So
we're love all hoops.
Yeah, we do, and we're happy to be partnered with them. And so, any small businesses out there that need to address your IT situation, you can do it with Integracon Technologies.
Support the people right who support us. That's what it's all about. We're happy to have Integra on board with us.
Exactly. Very creative. Thanks. Very creative there.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What are you looking forward to most this weekend? Tennessee basketball or just other football? Because I was curious about that as I started looking and doing some research on this Washington game to kind of be able to talk about it later. And I'm like, still a little too early to really care about basketball for me. Like, I'll watch it because I love basketball. And like I said, I watch the NBA every night, so I'm into it. It's just I do feel like a Saturday in the middle of the day, I'm probably going to focus more on just like Georgia, Auburn, and other college basketball. I'm curious, or college football. I'm curious how other people feel.
That's a good question, and I think that I'm with you there. I think I'll probably be more focused on Georgia, Auburn than I will anything else on Saturday. Although, I mean, I want to see our game against Washington. You win that game, you come out, we're ranked in the top 25 next week. So it's our first real test. Washington is about like us in terms of the rankings. They were good last year, and now they're kind of a fringe top 25 team, somewhere between I guess they're ranked now, but that's where they were to start the season. Have they picked up a good win?
No.
I wonder why they are now in the top 25.
I mean, I don't think they have any like quality wins. They beat St. Mary's, maybe.
Well, I don't know, but I know they weren't ranked before the season started, and now they're ranked 20th. They're 2-0. Oh, they beat Baylor.
Baylor, 16th, yeah, okay.
16th ranked.
Not
Baylor.
St. Mary's. I don't know why I said St.
They
Mary's.
Beat Mount St. Mary's.
Mount St. Mary's. That's it. Okay. That's why I said St. Mary's.
So Washington, okay. they do already have a quality win. So, I mean, this is a big game for us. You win this game, you're in the top 25, and it's an early season test for a roster that is still trying to figure itself out. You know?
You are into this one. You focused on it. Like I said, where's this rank in terms of what you're most excited for this weekend?
I'll dedicate 2 hours to it.
Okay. I guess that's a fair response. You're going to make sure you're in front of a TV to watch it, or phone, or whatever.
Yeah, and then I'll probably go out and do some Uber rides for the Garth concert, which you won't be at.
Apparently Houston has been saying that he's coming to my house to watch this game. Apparently because I have ESPN Plus.
Oh, really? You weren't made aware of this?
No, apparently that's what he kept saying on the air today, is what many people have told me. And
Is he serious?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he's invited, but maybe he should holler at me first just to make sure and clear it with me. But my doors are always open to Houston. I've told him that. So I guess I'll be watching the game with Houston tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
You think he'll really come?
We'll find out, I guess.
He tends to show up.
Yeah?
Usually when he says he's going to be somewhere, he tends to do it. So.
He'll usually be about 10 minutes late or so, but he's there.
So you should probably expect him tomorrow.
Okay.
Around 5:10 p.m. Eastern time.
I just don't know why people are like, why are we so against ESPN Plus? Is it just the $5?
Well, it's the fact that you got to spend $5 to watch the game. Everybody always you're already spending so much money on these cable packages, and now you can't even watch a top 25 college basketball game because.
If you guys wouldn't have cut all the damn cords, maybe this wouldn't have happened. You cord cutters are to blame.
How?
Everyone who cut a cord took $7 a month away from ESPN. ESPN got $7 a month from cable packages, and 20% of Americans have cut the cord. Do the math. That's a lot of $7 gone.
So they just can't show basketball anymore?
They can, but they want their $7 back. Six of it at least. It's your fault.
I thought it was $4.99.
I want to say it's $5.99.
I saw $4.99 on
okay,
the website.
Okay, maybe it's $4.99 then.
Unless it's one of those weird things where
it
they do like
$5.45. Maybe they hit you with tax. Maybe I just call it $6. Maybe that's what's happening here.
Or maybe it's one of those things where they do like, yeah, it's $4.99 in standard definition.
No,
but if you want high definition, it's $5.99.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, it's like it's $5 per month.
Okay,
$50 annually.
Rip off.
Yeah,
let you save a little money if you buy annually. I don't think it's a rip off. I'm gonna get to watch Tennessee Washington tomorrow.
So am I.
Same.
I'm gonna pay the $5 and then I'm gonna delete it.
Well, I might watch it if you want.
I might keep it for a month just because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you delete it, they'll still give you the month that you paid for.
Yeah. Well, so yeah.
You can just make sure you cancel the day after.
I'll
slide you my password.
Okay, that'll be better. Thank you. See, I don't have to pay. Cam's gonna give me his password.
Shout out to Cam. He's a good man. So I asked you, like, on the power ranking list, basically, where does Tennessee Washington come in for you this weekend?
I would say number 3.
Okay.
Behind the Georgia-Auburn game and the Garth Brooks concert.
Okay. Cam, where are you at on this Tennessee-Washington game?
It's probably number 3 for me, too, because for some reason I'm backing on the Falcons. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to them playing another division game.
Oh.
But, yeah, I do kind of want to watch this game, but it is – I will be watching Auburn, Georgia, so I will be one of those like flipping back and forth until that game goes off.
Which is tough when you're streaming, just so you guys are aware.
Not really. I can pull up two screens.
Yeah, and we got two TVs in our living room, okay. So it won't be hard at all because we have two TVs.
And how are you flipping back and forth? You just got two on.
Because you can have up to two screens. So I will not.
Just I'm just going to be looking at forth. Cross-eyed.
Yeah, Cam's just
going to
be turning his head left and right, left and right. He's not flipping back and forth. Don't act like I'm the dummy for
flipping
saying
my head back and forth.
Yeah, don't act like I'm the dummy for asking a question whenever you're like, well, I got two screens. Well, say you got two screens then, bro. You're not turning back and forth. You're just watching two different things.
Right, so we don't have to flip back and forth.
He said he was flipping back and forth, Cody. He said that.
Okay.
Not me.
Figure of speech.
Oh, no, it's just a little colloquialism,
flipping my attention back and forth.
You know who does have to flip back and forth? Mr. One Screen over here. One
Perfect.
Screen, John.
Oh,
one
I
screen, John.
Four things last night in lifetime. Didn't miss a play. Just quickly, just DVR and getting through everything.
You know what's quicker than having to do that? Just having two screens.
But if you're watching,
you're
Auburn,
watch four
Georgia
things
on
two.
Cable.
You're watch four things.
Four
on,
things.
I just said
I'm
I watch four
I'm
things.
Watch two things.
I watch four things. There's a reason I'm the most well versed and knowledgeable sports guy here on the station.
So you
I watch
flip
everything.
Back and forth between four events.
Yeah, I put them on DVR and I just fast forward through the commercials. Fast forward through free throws, fast forward
That's
through
ridiculous.
Out of bounds.
That's
but
ridiculous.
If you're watching the Auburn-Georgia game on cable and the other one on ESPN Plus live, don't you have to like flip into the app and back
Yeah,
out
on that
app?
One, it is going to be a little bit different on ESPN Plus, which is why I don't like watching ESPN Plus because of that reason. Good point by you, Cam. I did say that. With this one, I'll probably put the Tennessee game on my laptop, I think is what I'll do there.
That's probably what I'll be doing.
And I'll be doing two screens as well because that is what I don't like about streaming is it's impossible to like flip back and forth conveniently. You have to hit a button, scroll, and then it'll load back up maybe.
Just bring another TV in.
I don't have another TV. Actually, I do. I got one out on my porch, but I got another one in my office somewhere, but I can't really just bring it down. There's nowhere for it.
You have another one where?
In my office at the house.
In your office?
I got an office, yeah.
What do you mean you have an office?
I have an office. I do work up there. I record podcasts. I record commercials.
You have a room dedicated as an office?
That's correct.
That's how you win awards around here.
Yeah. You think I'm just the best back-to-back local radio host without an office?
With no office?
Yeah, you don't think I have an office?
Yeah,
where do you think I hang up all my awards and my diploma? And my girlfriend's master's degree. We have a room dedicated to our accomplishments and getting work done.
You have
office.
You have a printer in there?
I don't print things, no. I go to FedEx for that. I pay 30 cents a copy.
I did
like
that the other day, too.
Yeah.
But that comes out on a really nice paper.
I know.
Paper.
It looks good, but it does cost like 30 cents a pop.
Cost me $9.
That seems like you did something wrong there. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck.